like to call this meeting to order. Mrs. Washington, could I have you be in the flag, please?
Sure. Could you stand up, please, and cross your hearts? Join with me with the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Peter Chair?
No, I'm here.
Citizens, comments?
There.
No, you can sit here.
Comments? No, I'm not there.
Brilliant.
I'm not here by name.
I have two comments. One is that I brought an article today and I just passed it around before the meeting started. It's on Fresno City, how they dealt with their homeless population recently. They had a lawyer come out with national news. And it's still an issue here that resides into Larry. I did invite John Davis from Health and Human Services to come and speak about that issue. Irene got a letter from him. I talked to him recently. He's still willing to come and speak on that issue. And I would be appreciative if you could consider that. And secondly, I did apply to be on the commission or the Relations Commission, and that was 2 months ago, and I would like you to consider me to be one of your members. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Approval of minutes from November 6, 2006. Does anyone need copies? The review of rules under new business, review of rules and procedures, and this has been in effect since April 4, 2005, and I will pass them out, and I'd like for us to adhere to these during our meetings. And it says, starting in meetings on time, adhere to the agenda topic, public comments at the beginning of the agenda, listen and respect others' comments, be a participating member, attempt to build a consensus of opinion on matters, realize that silence does not represent a consensus, and end the meeting with closing moment. So I don't know that we'll have enough, but Irene can bring some more for our next meeting. David?
Since within our citizens' comments, we had a request for something that sounded like needed to be agendized.
That will be at the very end.
Okay.
I would like to congratulate David McLean on behalf of the commission for being elected.
Chief Auctioneer?
I'm sorry, to be elected.
You know, so that's the fact that the
re-elected
city council. For the city council.
Mm-hmm.
On behalf of the commission.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked about developing a grievance form for quite some time. And
I have a sample.
And what I have from Irene is what the police department currently uses. And I know that we talked about, I believe it was Mrs. Mills that brought up that perhaps instead of grievance, we should have a different word for it. So would this work for everyone if we go ahead and pass them out again and then have you bring to the next meeting what you feel needs to be done instead of the current form that the police department currently uses?
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Since we're on this, at the last meeting, we had agreed, the meeting before that, to spend 20 minutes of the last meeting working on that. Did you do that?
No.
No? Okay.
We didn't get to the agenda because we didn't have a form.
Okay.
We didn't have a form entering the agenda as a structure.
Can we do that tonight?
The review of rules and procedures, I didn't realize we were going to look at that, because that's something that the commission, correct me if I'm wrong, Nettie, that's something that we as a group came up with.
Mm-hmm. So if there's anything they want to change, now would be the time to do it.
We were talking about the procedure for the grievance procedure itself, too. I went and looked through my email, and I saw it day before yesterday, and then today it's gone. So I don't know.
I'm sorry, David, I missed the first part of
the comment. The procedure for bringing the grievance.
Mm-hmm.
We need to have that down. Just to have a form out there is not going to be enough. We have to know ourselves. We all have to agree on what the procedure is for bringing the grievance, and we had worked a little bit on that. A couple things we talked about is one point person and three people at least being, so the one person's not alone. There's always two people backing him up.
As for the detail, I can't speak to that, David, but just Nettie's comment first and then yours. I think if we want to stay with the agenda this evening, we had calendared the first item of business would be the review of the rules and procedures, which there's a draft document prepared. And then the development of the grievance handling form would come second. So if we want to open it up for that review, Maureen, you can...
So currently what we have is listed on the left-hand side. And then Irene, what the city is proposing to have, would be on the right-hand side.
Right.
What would flow?
Marie had asked me at the end of the September meeting just to take a look and have some language drafted for our November meeting. Just some items that we've already talked about at different times during the meeting that I had made note of. And I just put in the margins some suggested text. So it is marked as a draft. It's just to kind of get us started this evening, take a look at the language as it's written, and then I may notice some comments that have come up during the meeting that we might want to consider.
Do you have enough?
I need one more.
So do we want to spend about 10 minutes on that?
I think we had said it was going to be 20 minutes the last meeting, so that we could get this done. Because, as you said, we've been trying to get to this since April of this year.
20 minutes.
Yeah. If it takes that long, it may not take that long, but we have enough time for us to do some work. Okay, so there's under appointment A is the place where we discussed having a change. So the commission needs to come up with another number other than the 19 that are already there.
Right. Currently, due to vacancies that have been, resignations that have been received, we have a certain number of vacancies. We currently have 12 members.
Mm-hmm.
Nettie, that does include you, because your resignation that we received previously was just as chairman,
mm-hmm.
not as committee member, so we'll need to act on that separately. But currently there are 12 members. And speaking with other staff that work on commissions, generally 12 to 14 has been a manageable number, still allows for a quorum, you know, and for business to be conducted. We've really struggled in the past with the 19. It's been nearly impossible to reach that. So many times throughout the course of this year, we've not had the quorum. So again, you know, the commission's decision to make, but with staff recommendation that we look at 12 to 14, possibly being the more workable number. So again, you know, it's for you to decide. Yes,
well, the language that we have currently is up to 19 members. Now, since this is a growing community, and obviously it's going to be a more diversified community as it grows, you know, we may actually find that 19 may be a number we can contain. And since it says up to 19, that means we could have it as...
But actually, after reviewing the Robert's rules, if we have 19 physicians identified or up to the 19, then we have to look at that as a maximum for our quorum.
For a quorum. You can't say up to and then... Mm-hmm. And
because the terms are established with expiration dates. Mm-hmm. So then that gives us for the... We've been working with the 19 all of this year. Mm-hmm.
And if we need more of it, then we'll just change it.
Correct. Later.
Okay.
Frank, there's a seat.
Yes, I'll stay right here.
How many members right now and it's working out?
We have 12.
We're
right
able to meet.
Well,
and we're still not able to meet. So I think for all of us who are here right now, the ones who come, I would think that's probably the safe number for right now.
And we are going to look at two vacancies, one being Nettie and the other potentially Aileen Velasquez. I spoke with her today. Her father has been ill. That's my heart. Issues with the health. So she has moved in to her father's residence to help care for him, and he's in Visalia. She no longer occupies a residence here in Tulare, which presents a challenge. And then due to his health and not knowing what that point to entail, she is going to consider resigning, but wanted to think about that today and get back to me later in the week. So potentially we'll have two openings on the commission.
Well, I'm working on my friend from the disabled to come. So I've sent her that, but didn't, she took one to,
Lorraine. What we'll need to do is, tonight, what we have to do before we can act on the application, that's why the application that we currently are in the CDEV is on hold. Mm-hmm. We have to approve the amendments to our with the current called rules and procedures, get those updated, establish a new number, and then at our next meeting, then we can agendize reviewing the applications that we've received and we take action on them.
I think instead of 19, we can go 15. Is that formal?
You'll actually need an even number.
I usually need an odd number.
You have to have 50% plus
14,
one.
Yeah.
So plus one, you have 50% rule means you have to have an even number.
So that would be 7.
Like 6 points.
Will be 8.
At 5 numbers. That's what I was told.
Isn't that what we do right now?
We have to have 7 now.
Right now, because we have 12 members on our commission, we have to have 50% plus one, so that's 6.1 for 7. So this evening, we did get a quorum.
So 14, are we okay with 14?
So that means we have to have 7 plus 1 and have 8.
So 8
members.
Right,
8.
Every
for January.
I would.
I think Lorraine's not here, and she's usually here.
Right, she's usually here. So I think we'd be okay with 14.
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm. So that would be 14.
Is there any discussion?
Yeah, I would like to see more, but I'm afraid to have more. And since we can change it, it seems that the most important thing is for us to get rolling to have, start having meetings with quorum.
I agree.
So I think maybe 12 would be smarter.
Martinez, she wants to come back. She's one of the candidates. She was able to do the senior setting.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And Bernie feels like she has to resubmit an application and reapply.
Okay.
Again, we can have input from community members. They can attend meetings, but as far as voting and transacting business, we're looking at the count needing to be a specific number.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I'm hearing 12 and 14, so that's the discussion is tonight.
Because we're adding one for the city.
Right, and hopefully from the high school as well, from the high school district as well. So at this point in time, I want to say 14.
Mm-hmm.
But is there a second for that?
But isn't where this would be all of it, wouldn't it? It's not, we're not taking a section at a time.
I think right we would come up with the recommended and then vote on it at one time if we get consensus as we go along.
Okay, but that's obvious. There's not consensus, so that's one thing. When there's not consensus, then we need to have everyone give their input, and you do that by asking for a second for that one and voting on it to make sure that you do have consensus there.
That is one way you're saying that, so we can do it. Is the, would another way be that we look at the entire document?
That would work if everybody agreed on this, Marie. Okay, if you go down the line for each item and you can't get everybody to agree, then you go through all of that and it would be no, where we could decide on, to me it would just seem, I think we'd get through it quicker and at the end we'd be done. Okay. So, but I mean, that's just one opinion.
I think we can do that.
We could take just a vote to
I need clarifying questions answered before I can vote.
Okay.
Like, how many meetings have we had lack of quorum, and with what quantity were we working with? And by just knocking it down to 12, would we have had quorum in like 50% more meetings?
Yeah.
Well, then I strongly think that, you know, even though I really wish we had 19. And I would like to see us go to 19. I think that in order for us to get up and running, that we maybe would better operate with 12 so that we could start having quorum.
So how many people would like to see 14?
Straw poll. Mm-hmm.
So we have 1, 2, 3, and 4. And how many people would like to go to 12?
1, 2, 3, 4, 4.
So it's a
challenge.
And
I'm going to break that down. But then there's the next one.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so it's 13 it is, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The dark print is the changes, right?
So A would be the existing rule that we have, and B would be what?
It's just the next item under appointment.
No, he asked about the print, right?
Yeah, the dark print shows what the changes that we're talking about.
Yeah, the changes you're talking about.
Okay, so we go now to B2, huh?
And there's, but there's none under 1, B, C, or D, unless anybody would like to make any changes.
Correct, and that's perfectly correct, Nettie. Mm-hmm. What's bolded and what's noted are things that have come up in discussions that I may note of and when we had it. If you're rereading this and see something that you'd like to see changed or amended, feel free to make those suggestions.
I'm a little concerned about 4A. The chair of the commission may excuse absences. It seems we need a little bit more process than that. I would be satisfied more with just someone calling in with a legitimate excuse, and if Irene reports to the commission that there's a legitimate excuse, that's an excused absence.
We can have that language.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically what we've done.
I know. But in some future world, the chair may be a person who might not want to make that decision alone.
I mean, maybe in a bad mood.
So you'd like to have me add the chair of the commission or the staff the on the excuse absences?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something
to add. Okay, what was that after?
4A.
4A.
The last one.
Okay.
I'm going to to comment on the term of office. There's a couple people who are on our commission. I think that it will take time to replace, and there might be more than two terms. So I wanted us to look at words that would allow that person representing an ethnic group to serve more than the terms required on him. Like Sorcy, is there anyone to replace Sorcy from the Laotian community? Mm-hmm. Myself from the Native American community?
Unique
circumstances. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to...
You mean you're saying that you have the ethnic makeup of the
Native? It says on here, well, I'm the Native American representative on this commission.
Right, right.
Yeah.
I think that probably... Well, what about the legalities of it? I think we need to have something that's consistent for all of the positions.
Yeah.
Currently, the terms that are expiring are set for 2009, and that's the first four-year term. Mm-hmm. So we're actually looking at 2013 before this becomes an issue for exceeding term limits. So
okay. My
recommendation would be not to change the language now, but to consider it at a future date when that would be more appropriate or timely.
And my suggestion would be, as quirky as you need to start training someone else in your community, to bring them with you to commission meetings and start them looking what goes
I'm
on.
I'm doing that, but they don't want to.
We do that already.
We have to have
which
the
I don't think we have
to our reservations for things to function.
Okay.
And so we need that. Mm-hmm. And then
how long have you been in the commission? Since we changed the... There was a committee changing the commission.
2 years.
Almost 2 years.
2005 is when the first term started. Mm-hmm. So 2009 is when the first four-year term will expire.
So, of course, the same thing. Start bringing someone else from your community so that they can learn what's going on.
Yeah, I thought about it, but it's kind of hard because not many people are willing to give their time, to discuss this important issue to have a seat. That's why.
Okay.
Otherwise, I won't be here.
I will be too.
Okay. Anything else on the first page?
Good morning, second page. I'm a little confused about the boxes. Does that say that A becomes B? And
I was just proposing after the language was reviewed that maybe we change the sequence of things.
Oh, okay.
So it flows a little bit differently.
Okay.
And actually,
I see. Purpose and function first. Yeah.
Right now is letter G. Sense. Purpose and function go to A so that when you open the document, you start.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we're at OB new C, item two elections. A little, since I'm representing the disability seat, with the language of in the absence or disability of the chair, maybe the inability would be a better word.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, disabled people become sensitive.
On this item, one of the things that we had talked about and I noted was there is no language currently in the document that
describes the term of the chair and the vice chair.
Successions and all.
Correct. So is that once elected, is it a one-year term? Is it a two-year term? And what is the time frame that the commission would like to put in place for that to have an effective rotation? What do you think, Nettie?
I think I remember with Nettie we discussed that.
Two years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 2 years with the option of another 2 years, something like that.
Oh, I didn't know those. I just thought it was 2 years.
No,
I thought we talked about
2 years is long enough.
Yeah.
Like everybody has to rotate or no, we don't get experience when one is.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, 2 years. Because it takes you kind of 1 year, even when you're sitting out here attending meeting regularly, understanding some things, it takes, I would say, like a year to get going, and then your second year is, you know, yeah, is smoother, and so, you know, I would recommend 2 years, but if, you know, anyone's just interested in 1 year, that's good.
No, 1 year is very short period. Because meetings, like you said, you have very limited system.
And I think like this past year, we only met up with time.
Yeah.
Does everyone agree with that, Percy? How do you feel about that?
The names are people.
I'll go with them, buddy.
Okay.
So 2 years for the chair.
2 weeks.
Yeah. And then currently, there's no language that dictates that the vice chair automatically moves up to chair. Do you want to have that be an open election each year, or do you want the vice chair role to serve as a training for the chairmanship, and it would be an automatic ascension to chair? So that needs to be discussed also.
How are the other commissioners?
You know, they're all mm-hmm. You know, some organs, some of the commissions, they go from vice chair to chair, others they re-elect and go back through that process. So
from our last election, I think that it would be fair to allow the vice chair to make that decision. Like, he didn't want to be chairman, and you were elected chairman. You know, so I just think that option should fall to the person who has.
They would still have that choice when it was time for them to rotate in that position. If they felt like they couldn't do it, then we would have to have an election to do it. But I would agree with the language being the chair would move up to chair unless, for some reason, they find that they cannot. Then we would have an election.
As I understand it, then the commitment for chair is really only a 2-year commitment, but the commitment for vice chair becomes a 4-year commitment.
Right, and that's what you need to take into consideration, because if you exercise your 2 terms or 8 years that you could be on the commission, you may not be able to fulfill the role of chair if you start vice chair.
If you start as vice chair, too,
So we might want to leave it open to where it's
just leave it open.
Yes.
I think
or else it will create a conflict.
I think we create a problem for ourselves if we say too much.
I'd like to ask if, in the interest of time, would it be helpful? I know it would be helpful for me if I could ask Irene to bring this document back to us with the changes that the commission has recommended thus far, and with the sequence, the recommendations on the left-hand side. Would that be helpful for the next time? And you would also, if you could bring, if all of us, including myself, if we could bring the changes that we would like to recommend, would that be helpful for everybody?
But you know, it's really clarifying it, and once you hear it, you go through it. We all go through it here.
Right.
I can bring both documents. I'll bring a few extras of what we have tonight. In keeping with what Marie said, I can bring the proposed cleanup, you know, what I can bring a copy of the document that looks like, that will look like what our revisions will be, what based on what's proposed. So you'll see them in the correct sequence. And if we'd like to discuss it more, we can do that. It won't be a finalized document. It'll be a draft, second draft.
Yeah, I think until it's completed, there needs to be time on the agenda for us to kind of do tonight. We only got through a few, but I really think, like Corky says, it's in the best interest and understanding of all the commission members if we have some time to go through. Okay, next meeting you're going to do your page 3. You got to page 1 and 2. Next time we're going to do page 3 and 4.
So you're going to then put it over that event.
So we'll work on it for 30 minutes at next meeting.
Okay. And if everybody brings their binder, I mean, the original is in your binder. Okay, so everybody has a binder with all of the paperwork in it, so you'll know what the original is.
I would just like to say that perhaps one thing we can keep in our mind is what is going to drive us. Are we going to be a grievance-driven only commission? I see a lot of possibility of striking out a lot of actions that we take, and if we do all that, then we really want to know what is going to be driving us. So as we're coming up with the things to do, what will be driving us? What will motivate us? What items will motivate us?
That would be in keeping with the mission statement, too.
Yeah.
And that's where some of this that was proposed to be striped wasn't in line with what the mission was as written.
Yeah.
And then there was the police review that handled certain city items, that's why those were suggested as strike.
What was the mission statement?
The Community Relations Commission of the City of Tulare is composed of groups, individuals, and organizations who encourage, promote, and assist in developing an environment of fairness and respect among Tulare citizens. We endeavor to ensure that the responses to all acts of exclusion, bias, and discrimination is meaningful and consistent. We believe understanding and appreciation of the benefits of positive intergroup relations advances all segments of the community. We celebrate the diversity of our community in harmony.
Thank you. In the interest of time, I know Irene called me and she said, do you know that tonight is the Christmas parade?
Yeah.
And some people were committed. And I know Manuel is here and has lots of commitments. I'd like to ask the commission if we could table the discussion and preparation for the annual report to the City Council for the next meeting. For that, we need to move on that. Okay.
Yes.
Could I have a motion, please?
So we're going to stick in the end.
Mrs. Washington is seconded by Mrs. Mills to bring it to the next meeting. How about the develop grievance handling form?
I got a draft. I don't know what happened to my draft of the procedures, but I have a draft of the form.
Do you want to just briefly tell us what it looks like, David?
Basically, it's just, identify the person making the complaint. If there is an incident or date, if appropriate, to try to get pinned down time. If there were witnesses, either witnesses to incident or witnesses for character, we'd like to know who those people are and how to be able to contact them. And then a summary of the complaint or grievance, whatever we're going to call it. And then also, what do they want us to do? A request for redress. What is their request for redress? If they have, what did they envision as the best way to solve the problem? What would they like done about the problem? And then sort of like a a disclaimer clause at this bottom. The Community Relations Commission can either assist you in your difficulties with existing grievances that are not moving along, or can initiate inquiries to discover how best to help you, or can direct you to the appropriate agency or office to address your complaint. Then we probably should, after the City Council's approval of our recommendation or something like that. But anyway,
can you let me know that?
Yeah. I have 13 copies. Is that going to be enough? I have one black and white, so there's probably 14 copies.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just a draft. That's just a draft. That's not a pro.
And then they sign it, and then they gave it to the commission, and then the commission that they gave it to should initial it off. So that they know when the complaint was actually filed, so that any commissioner can take a complaint, but get it filed as soon as possible. But that procedure, we haven't, and I don't know what happened to that procedure. But I swear I saw that. This is the third time that thing has disappeared on my email.
I'm sorry. Who did you say initials it off?
The commissioner that receives the grievance or the complaint. If somebody from your community gives it to you, have them fill it out. Date it, initial it, and then give it to Irene immediately. That would be the proper procedure, I think. Then Irene brings it to the commission.
For things that, again, using the example of the police review board, there are two ways that I can file those. One is they can pick it up with the police department or come to City Hall and pick it up. They're recorded, so to speak. We take them, we make note of them, and then they're presented at the meeting. And then if they take action, then they're addressed at the meeting. I don't mind, I mean, I'm not negating going out to the commission member, but if it's time sensitive, then there would need to be the expectation of the commissioner get it back to, or let me know that to expect to put it on the agenda because it would be an agendized item to talk about that grievance, then we need to have it recorded.
Well, maybe I mentioned the particular commissioners because it's in our particular type of body, we're dealing with our own communities.
Correct.
So it probably would be that they would probably approach one commissioner, but maybe not. Maybe not. Like you say, they should have both options, yeah.
Adding that caveat, you need to get it in so we can get it recorded that there is something that we need to address and having.
That's where I had a date turned into commissioner.
So we'll know how
old it is.
Are there any comments, any discussion on the form that David kindly prepared for us?
There's too much writing, David.
I like
what the police have. It's already printed. Just check it off.
Oh, what the complaint is?
How the form is put.
Okay, well then we don't have
the police.
The
police
don't have the police.
Yeah.
And where's the old ones?
Yeah, every community has a different. See, every community has such a different possibility of having the type of. I don't know if you can standardize.
You're writing too much here. A lot of writing and computer.
But then you write.
You know what I'm saying? I'd rather have a check and have it pre-printed already.
I think we would have to look at the city regulations
in their binders.
And what happened to your binders?
Yes, it was an old one in the first
meeting.
I have one in my binder.
Well, in the police issue, you know, the misuse of force, false arrest, and all those things, those are definite categories. But with each one of our communities, there may be different kinds of categories.
What we're addressing is city regulations, and for our neighbors or whoever we're having problems with, should be complying to the laws of our communities. And so we could put those instead of
I think we're dealing mostly with the laws of civility rather than the laws on ordinances and books.
I think with respect to the mission statement, that we endeavor to ensure that the response to acts of exclusion, bias, and discrimination is meaningful and consistent. I think that gives us three things that we are charged with, for lack of a better word, to address as a commission. You know, maybe the checkbox could be, is this an act of exclusion, bias, or discrimination? Is there some way that we can use that language to
Thank
you. Do you have that in various languages or is it strictly English?
At this point, it's a draft document in English. That's something that Thor, he has the expertise in his native languages. Maybe he can help us develop translation. We can go out to different committees, but right now it's just trying to get language to establish what we would ultimately have translated. We have an opportunity to provide training and community awareness. A group may want to approach us about having, my understanding when Jip was first on the commission, Marie and I had a conversation about reappointing a new staff member from the police department. He was assigned because there was a great interest Thor community had in the DARE program and some community policing issues. Mm-hmm. I think the forum might be an opportunity to say, they would like to request assistance also. We have an educational component on that. Just a thought or suggestion.
Also, the whole issue of whether or not we're going to be you know, peace facilitators in existing conflicts, or whether we're going to be advocates for people that are having trouble, really it shows up in the form. It's really hard to design a form that does both. And so this really, the form the way I have it here, it's really open, you know, for that reason. I didn't know how to address that problem. We should, because we still haven't addressed that.
Well, you know, you're going to address it when you have a major issue come up, and then you'll figure it out then.
We put that.
Yeah, but we could change back and forth every other meeting if with every other grievance if we don't really make up our minds whether we're going to be, you know, making peace in community and trying to do, whether we're doing conflict resolution or whether we're doing advocacy. You know, it's two different forms.
And we, David, we've talked about that. We thought within your group you would be an advocate, but once it comes to the commission, I thought we decided then we would be.
One has to be.
Yeah,
open.
We would so. But you just said two different things, Maria. First you said the form is too wordy, and
yeah,
that's kind of restrictions, and then you just say the form has to be open. So.
No, I'm saying is pre-print this. Why do we have to rewrite everything when it's already pre-printed? That's what I'm saying.
Because those are violations.
Not writing so much.
Not violations.
And you're probably thinking of second language learner people. Pressing issues on the forum that need to be brought out right now?
I think we need to really have at least three people get together and work on the procedure of how these forms are handled and get that into our bylaws or something. We don't have that procedure. Just to come up with the form itself.
David, remember we had Attorney Sabat here, and he promised that he would kind of get involved and look over everything.
We can have a subcommittee agree to continue to develop it, or we can keep it as an agenda item to develop as a group and see that it's, you know, done at a meeting.
What would the commission like to do?
Yeah.
Have it as a group, work on it as a group, or have a subcommittee?
We tried the subcommittee, and we're 6 months down the line and nothing's done. My suggestion would be to do it as a group.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm just saying we need to do those procedures.
Okay, but those of you who are sitting here with suggestions, please don't leave here, shove this in your bag, and don't take it out to the next meeting. Mm-hmm. If you have suggestions when you go home, you should be
a quorum. This, we haven't had a meeting. Yeah. We've been attending. There's no quorum. It's half a year. Okay. Half a year that's gone, where my friend has been waiting a full year.
Okay. All right, but so next meeting come. Mm-hmm. The suggestion you made tonight, come with it done on your form.
And I have been calling even when I'm not here.
What can we talk about on our list?
So the consensus is that we will bring it to the next meeting and we'll work on it as a group, right?
Yeah. So it's not a Brown Act violation if we talk about this on our e-list with each other.
I don't have one.
That's
why I was phone calling you. Well, I have not received a call from you, David.
I have not received a call from you.
Yes, I have.
I have not received a call from you.
I've even mailed handwritten letters.
I've not received a letter.
I think if you'd like, if you'd like to schedule a meeting, we can meet in this room. I can be available to help develop the form on the computer online, getting input. But I know that we agreed to do it in the context of a meeting to make sure that everybody contributed input and that it was done from one meeting to the next. So
I explained to David what the Attorney Cabot said about that.
Cabot's comments dealt with acting on grievances and discussing the matters that was an isolated case. So when we have a meeting, if it's a committee meeting, we can have committee meetings to develop or have work in progress, but we cannot take action or act on behalf of the commission outside of a regular meeting.
That's what he meant.
Correct.
Okay.
But the consensus here is to bring it back to the entire committee and not have a committee here.
Okay. You can still bring your computer and as they're making the changes, so when they walk out, everybody will know what it's like.
Yes. Okay. So, is it okay with everyone if we move to item 5?
Any discussion? Any group discussion?
Is there a representative of the elder community in yet?
Not at this time, David.
I'm in the community a lot, and I'm finding a lot of elder abuse by agencies and by businesses. And there's just no one to deal with these problems. I would like somebody to be able to handle them or bring them to our attention.
There is an ombudsman at the senior centers.
Yeah, I know.
And if we could ask if that ombudsman maybe could join our commission.
It would be great.
And so that there are a lot of seniors that don't go to the senior center. Why they don't go, I don't know. But there are a lot of seniors who will not darken the door of the senior center, but they still have needs, and there is someone there who could help them with some of their problems, the ombudsman that's there. So maybe a suggestion I might make is that we send a request to the ombudsman of the senior program and ask them to please join our commission.
Thank you. And David, there are some applications here, and if you have someone that you'd like to recommend that they join the commission?
I'll go to Friday Respite. I'll pass around.
And I was just, here is my written resignation from the commission as a member now. I gave an oral one for as chair.
Okay.
But we are anticipating moving on Friday, Thursday actually, and so I will not be able to attend meetings.
Which will be in our spirit, right?
Our fellow commission members, I regretfully submit my resignation from the Tulare Community Relations Commission. My husband and I are moving out of the Tulare area. I have enjoyed serving with each of you over the years. I do hope you will continue to work for the fair and equal representation, service, and treatment of all the diverse groups in our community.
Thank you, Nettie. I'm very officially have it at our next meeting.
Okay.
And did you leave a phone number and continue to call you?
Yes. Right on there. Right there.
Okay. Announcements. We have three very important people that are leaving our commission. And on behalf of the commission, we would like to recognize them at this point in time. We have Michael Harkins from Tulare. Right, Michael? Thank you very much for your outstanding service, and I think you probably have, if not perfect attendance, almost perfect.
What's it say on the
And then we have Dana Falcon from Tulare Western. What it says is Dana Elkins and Michael, teams on board, student representative, and recognition and appreciation for your outstanding dedication and commitment as the teams on the board representative to the Community Relations Commission 2000.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And we have a veteran. And I should have looked this up, but I didn't. And I should have had your Style magazine cover, but I don't. So I apologize. Have you been a city council person since 1992? Since 1992. And when you come up here, I would like you to share with the commission the reason that led you to run for city council, because I think that is very inspiring, and the work that you did for the former mayor and city council person that led you to do that, right?
Yeah.
I can't remember when you told that story, but I'll always remember it, and it's very, very touching.
Oh, thank you.
What's the award?
What's, yeah.
The award says, presented to Nettie Washington, Chairwoman.
Chairwoman.
And an appreciation for your dedicated service to the Commission, City of Tulare.
Community Relations Commission. Tulare's Community Relations Commission is composed of groups, individuals, and organizations who encourage, promote, and assist in developing an environment of fairness and respect among Tulare citizens. December 4, 2006.
I've been packing. I found a lot of them. The instance Marie was talking about was the article in Spiral Magazine. I don't know if many of you saw it or not, but the young man came and spent like 3 hours on a Saturday afternoon, so we had no idea what was going to be in the article. But when he asked me, how do I get involved in politics? Well, we moved to Tulare in July of 1980. And for 10 years, I went about working and raising my children. I was involved in some organizations in the community, but, you know, not on the political radar at all. And then in 1990, there was an election going on. And the Saturday before the election, I opened the newspaper and read through it and got to the last page of the newspaper. And there was a full-page editorial that ripped Claude Rutherford to shreds. And I thought, that's a misuse of editorial license. If that was not a bias piece, I didn't know what was. And the other thing that really upset me was it was a Saturday before the Tuesday election, which meant it gave Claude no opportunity to respond to this ripping that this guy had given him. And so I called my father-in-law and I said, who was Claude Rutherford and what did he do to piss this man off this much, you know? And so my father-in-law explained to me who Claude was and what he had done for the city of Tulare, and that he was a guy who was fair and gave equal representation and treatment to all of the citizens of Tulare. And so I said to my father-in-law, well, then we need to do something because this is not fair. And I don't know if other people recognize that it was not fair for the editor of a newspaper to use his position in that way or not. But where I had grown up and lived, the many different places that I had lived all over the United States told me that it was not fair. And so when you say one vote, people say one vote doesn't count. That's not true. My one vote, I got on the phone and called everybody that I knew and told them, did you read what I read, and don't you think that's unfair? And even if you don't like Claude, vote for him because of what this man did. And that's how I got involved in politics. Ever since then, I was looking to see what was going on because something wasn't quite right.
Thank you. And we have two new students that will be joining us in January, and they are Madison Stories and Emily Medeiros. So their next meeting will be January 8th.
I would just like to join Marie on behalf of the city, thank you, Michael and Dana. It's always refreshing for me and staff person to go to different city functions and see the teams that are represented. I know Michael and Dana have been actively attending our meetings and appreciate that. I hope you learned something about city government and the workings of the commission and the role that the citizens can play in offering input to the city. I wish you well in your academic pursuits. I know you have a little bit more time on campus. The way the terms are structured, their terms officially end now in December and we bring our new teams on in January. You're always welcome. You know when we meet, where we meet, to come in and see what we're doing or stay active. And also on behalf of the city staff, Randy, thank you for your many, many years of service to the city of Tulare, all that you've done on the council and throughout the community. So we wish you well in your move. And sorry to lose you, but I heard on the news there may be a commission you want to join in Arizona. So
can I ask how the team gets selected to the commission?
The team is selected through...
There is a formal application process that takes place through the schools, and they go through an interview process. a panel. Susan Sopra actually served on that panel for us this year. They get to list preferences for commissions that they'd like to serve on, and hopefully their first place is filled. If not, then they use their skills and background as a seated commissioners from the different commissions that the city has, and then staff from the Parks and Recreation Department that coordinates it.
Well, I would like to say that these two kids are great representation. So I would like to see children of color or multi-ethnic children also be represented on
and throughout the city commissions that are
very well, especially on this one. Especially on this one.
Sorry.
Yes, and you know, I should have said this at the beginning of the meeting. I didn't think I was going to have to do this. I'm going to have to leave abruptly because I still have to go back to early March, and it's in a board meeting that I didn't know I had to attend, and so I left until I was leaving. So Irene said she was kind enough that she would close for me, and we'll be in touch. And I'm sure you can say something, and I'm sorry that I'm going to have to leave.
We need this quorum, or are we going to make a decision on nominating?
How many members? That's not agendized. We haven't finished this review. So
yeah, we don't have any action items anymore.
Well, I just said it was going to be at the end of the agenda.
But we didn't finish.
We
didn't finish going through the review.
We have two.
Yeah, there'll be more pages to do.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you mean?
No, I was talking about this woman that's nominated.
It's not a big deal.
We're always doing good discussions then?
Yes.
Good. Okay, I'm supposed to be holding two seats, you know, the disabled seat and the lavender seat. And it's really, you know, the most work I've done for this commission has been work that was with Sorcy's grievance. We had no formal procedure. I did the best I could. And I've tried to bring forward several other disabled issues. And at the very beginning of my tenure here, I brought up homeless issues, but I have not been able to bring up any lavender issues at all, and so it seems that we need to have a disabled seat, gay issues.
I'm working on that. That's the friend I've been trying to help for the past year.
Yeah, I know.
And she has the application, so she wants to attend.
Yeah, that application needs to move forward.
Yeah, I need to have transportation for her.
I'm holding two seats, and yet I'm not even a functioning.
But David, do you remember what they said? So far, you have 12, so you're full already. You can only get two more.
Mm-hmm. We have 12 seated. We accepted a resignation tonight, and we have potentially one more, so that would be two.
That's it, though, just two.
Yeah, well, I'm holding two down already.
Well, actually, David, In as much as you're holding a seat on the commission, you hold one seat. You're counted only once as a commissioner. You may be representing two different communities, but you're only one individual serving as a single commission.
Well, I'm finding an internal conflict representing two communities. I think it needs to be corrected.
And I think that's, hopefully what we'll address when we consider the application.
And I just wanted to remind everybody.
Right. We've been going on a long time. When we take the applications into consideration, we'll look at their interest in the community that they represent and how that would complement.
Personally, I think all of a sudden there's more interest, and that's great, and 14,000 would like a good number, but David Macedo does not show enough. He's busy. He's on the road enough. And you know what? If he's not coming to these meetings, he needs to be kicked off.
He's
a council
representative.
He doesn't come.
He's an award-winning auctioneer.
Big deal. He doesn't come here.
Actually, his attendance, when you look at the roster, has been better than most of our commissioners.
Well, if he doesn't keep coming, then he doesn't represent the council.
Okay.
But that would be up to us, though.
Correct. Yeah, and it should be.
The police department representative retired, so we're in the process of trying to determine if we can. The department would like to reappoint. I know there's some concern over which staff person and how that would work on duty versus off duty, and Chip had a unique situation with his scheduling. So
when I do a youth call, I always used to call Chip. Now I don't know who to call. Mm-hmm.
We always had access to staff. It just may be that they may not be able to attend on a regular basis. So if there's ever an issue, please, by all means, give me a call.
There's a sexually abusing teacher at the juvenile hall. There's a lot of things going on. There's a methamphetamine being dealt right on the campus of Western High School. There's
the police department.
Yeah, I make anonymous and direct calls. There's the passport program at Western High School does not work at all. There's a lot of things going on with the youth that needs to be addressed.
Yeah, the high school district can take a lot of those calls.
And they will not send you any acknowledgement of any agreement you make with them in writing. They refuse to respond in writing and acknowledge that they've made an agreement with you in writing. I think high schools need to, if they're going to say that they're going to do something for you, and you request that in writing, that they should be required to give it to you in writing, and they won't do it.
We don't govern high schools. It's stated that we can only intercede in saying that.
I'm saying youth are being overlooked here a lot.
But again, it wouldn't be the role of this commission to supersede their authority. We would have to work with them to bring, make sure that that's brought to their commission.
I want to bring it to the attention.
If the representative was the high school district, was here, we could.
We did have
that.
One.
Yeah. And he
did quit.
Okay, we that person could either present at a board meeting, or the commission can send a letter saying these issues have come to our attention. In what manner can we work together to resolve them? So that would be the.
Irene, are you an official member?
I'm
no.
staff.
No, she's staff. No, she's not. Staff can't be members.
Staff cannot see the commission.
She is. She helps us.
I have a question.
Yes,
what does lavender mean, David?
It means gay and lesbian, right?
Gay, lesbian, alternative lifestyle.
That's my favorite color.
Okay.
Sorry.
I just want
to
know.
Some people find it a less objectionable, less offensive name, so I've come to use it, you know.
Irene, can I ask one question?
Not very much gayness about being, not being pretty happy about being gay.
David, the gentleman in the corner, Dan, can you tell us when you record what you do with that?
I've been putting it up on radioforall.org, and after I put it up there, I email Irene so that she can disseminate the page for downloading the audio. And so it's available to the public, and you just need to be informed as to where to find it.
But you're not putting it on your radio station, are you?
No.
Okay. Because I want you to edit what I said about David.
We need to get
out of there. And you know, that's something we need to be conscious of, because we just add an unedited tape, and there are times where we may have to discuss grievance handling forms, and we'll have to do those before
that
the taping goes
on.
So that's something we're going to have to be more sensitive.
Or if we're addressing a special issue with a person's name and thing, then we cannot.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for coming this evening.
Exactly.
Like Marie said, she was unexpectedly requested to attend a closed session this evening back at her school site, so she did not anticipate that until she got ready to leave work. So I want to again apologize for her. We will meet again in January. I passed around, I hope all of you received, if not, I have a few of the January 2007 schedule. The first falls on that Monday, or it's close to proximity. We're going to meet on the 8th of January. Then every other meeting date will be the first Monday, with the exception of Labor Day. And next year we're meeting on the Monday after, so that we don't have a conflict with the parade again.
And also in November, well, for the city of Tulare, it's every other year, but in the county, there's an election every year. So if you're get out the vote for you, like me, the day before an election is not a time to be having a meeting.
We are
considered that.
And can I just read something that I just want to share with you?
Possibly.
It's called Old Friends. Old friends are not forgotten whenever they depart. They occupy a special place deep within our hearts. Years and years of memories don't quickly fade away. The dreams you share together aren't lost in yesterday. The pain of separation may linger for a night, but joy comes in the morning when everything is bright. Old friends are not forgotten when new ones come along. There's always room for someone new to help you sing a song. And it's by Clay Harrison.
Now we hold hands and say.
Kumbaya.
Kumbaya.